about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yes, I know. I know. I heard about the cruise ship. Yes, I'm watching it closely. Yes, I heard about the Italian cruise ship sinking. That's not going to happen on the Dr. Dahlia cruise. Okay, you don't need to make me aware of what happened. I know. I am fully aware. Duly noted. Thank you. No, nothing like that's going to happen on the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise because I hang out in the captain's quarters. I'm watching the captain. I'm watching all the seamen. I'm like, you know, I just love hanging out with all the men. I mean, my husband thinks I'm playing in the casino, but I'm hanging out in the captain's quarters. So don't worry. I would make sure nothing like that happened on the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan cruise. Completely different cruise, and I'm all over it. All over it. All right. So pretty scary stuff. I'm sure you all heard that last night, one of the Italian cruises, and a beautiful one. I mean, I would love to take everybody on an Italian cruise. You know, the captain, Francesco Schettino. This guy's in trouble. This guy's in some big trouble. Apparently, he ran the cruise ship aground. Now, the vessel gets knocked on his side, and it's almost like 100 years ago, the Titanic. You start seeing the ship sink, although it flipped to its side. It's now almost completely underwater. If you take a look at the aerial views, I've never seen anything like this. You know, you watch a Titanic movie, but I've never seen a ship do this. And pretty scary stuff. Right now, they say they think there's about 50 people missing. Last night, they had said 8 people died. Today, they corrected it and said 3 people have died. And there was no mayday call. Nobody knew what the heck was going on. From what I understand, passengers said there was some sort of a power outage. And then they heard scraping. And then they were told to go to their rooms. Okay, and then I guess they started to do evacuation procedures, and only way into the evacuation did somebody send a mayday. So, like I said, the Italian captain is being interviewed by investigators right now. This was a 4,200-passenger Costa Concordia owned by Genoa-based Costa Cruises. Obviously, it slammed into some shallow water or scraped against one of the islands. Somebody wasn't paying attention. Cruise ships go through that strait all the time, they say. And still, at least 50 to 70 people, they say, is unaccounted for. They dropped the number down to 50, but other sources that are coming in are saying 70. So pretty scary stuff. We'll find out. They said some people were actually hanging midair. We don't know how. At least now this is interesting. Initial reports are now saying they've been going back and forth on how many have died. For yesterday they said 8 people, then they said 3. Now they're saying 6 people, but they aren't telling us how this happened. So pretty scary stuff. We'll keep you posted. Again, it has nothing to do with the Alaskan cruise because, like I said, I camp out. In fact, I sleep with the cap. I mean, I sleep next to the captain. Trust me, I need to make sure everybody's good and everybody's safe. It just this somebody had to have not been paying attention. I want to know what the heck happened. I really want to know because this is very frightening. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, man, I'm sorry. I'm actually having a little back pain today. It's embarrassing, but I fell into the toilet last night. It was in the middle of the night, and I guess one of my kids, you know, I got two boys, or my husband, must have left the seat up, and so in the middle of the night, it fell through, and I kind of strained my back. I mean, my husband's a chiropractor, so I'm going to have to work on it, but I'm just a little... I'm just not doing so well, you know. I got to mop up the bathroom because, you know, when you fall into the toilet, water splashes everywhere. So not, I didn't start my day off well. I didn't start it off well at all. All right, so here we are, Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot to talk about. Some controversy now over baby aspirin. Earlier this week, they come out saying, you know that baby aspirin you're taking every day, you know, to prevent heart and stroke? Probably doesn't help, probably hurts. And they're like, what? So we got to explain that. We also have to explain why people addicted to the internet are starting to have brain changes. they noticed that. Also, I guess there's a principal who decided to hypnotize his students, and a couple of them end up committing suicide, so now he's in trouble. And, of course, a lot of entertainment news and a lot of news, but I really want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, the latest on Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman, 81 years old. He was the bad guy in Superman. He was also in Crimson Tide, right? The one that, you know, put a gun to Viggo Mortensen's character's head. I almost wanted to just jump through the screen, right, you know, and go spider monkey all over him. But Viggo Mortensen was okay. He wasn't killed in the movie. So Gene Hackman is okay in my book. 81 years old. Was bicycling in the Florida Keys. And I guess got hit by a car. So they had to airlift him to the hospital. From what I understand, he's getting VIP service. He's doing well. A couple scrapes. And I think he's on his way out of the hospital. So Gene Hackman's stable. Heather Locklear. Very interesting. Heather Locklear, over the past couple days, over the weekend, was admitted to the hospital after a 911 call that she mixed some prescription medications and alcohol. Parents said this was not a suicide attempt. She was in the ICU. And then as soon as the news broke that she was in the ICU, news broke that she's out of the hospital. You don't really go from ICU to out of the hospital. So that's a little confusing. But now the family is saying, we want Heather Locklear back in the hospital. Heather Locklear was in T.J. Hooker. She was the bad guy in Melrose Place, Amanda, right? Nobody liked her. Everybody hated her. She could be a real nice person, but most of us remember Melrose Place, so we don't like her, you know? Although I really wanted to be a platinum blonde. In the 90s, I wanted my hair exactly like Heather Locklear's, and it didn't happen. Didn't happen. My hairdresser's like, really? You're not going to look like Heather Locklear, okay? It doesn't matter how much bleach I put on your hair. Yeah, but you know, it was worth a try. It was worth a try. All right, so Heather Locklear, okay. Also in entertainment news, Clark Gable's grandson was in the news. Clark Gable's grandson, very good-looking boy. All right, you'd think this kid, being Clark Gable's grandson, would be doing something more with his life. But what he decided to do was point a laser pointer at LAPD helicopter. And then when cops were trying to accost him, he pointed the 52 milliwatt, that's right, 1.21 gigawatts, 52 milliwatt laser directly at the officers who tried to make an arrest. So now he's spending 10 days in jail. And frankly, my dear, none of us give a damn. But I got to tell you, it's a good-looking kid. Good-looking kid. Okay, when we come back, let's hit medical headlines and let's get to your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. For those of you who are huge fans of Heidi Harris, I am. She taught me everything I know. I am going to be filling in for Heidi Harris on the Heidi Harris Show Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 9 a.m. Sorry. Yeah, that's a long marathon. I have to do my show later that night. So 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KDWN.com. Great show. I want to talk about on that show, I guess, South Carolina. Senate has approved a bill that would force unemployed workers to take drug tests if they want to get unemployment insurance. Okay. And if they want to continue to collect benefits, they may also have to do volunteer work. So I know people are having problems with this on both sides of the spectrum. But I mean, really, why not? Why not? If you're going to be getting unemployment benefits and you're going to be getting money from the state, we don't want you spending it on drugs. So we're going to talk about that. That's a good topic. But we just got too much other stuff to talk about today. All right, this daily aspirin use. We have been telling you for years to take baby aspirin. And all of a sudden, researchers go, nah, Nah, no big thing. No big thing. What are we supposed to do? Well, apparently what the study kind of looked at was first time heart attack and first time stroke risk. And they found that the aspirin really didn't help prevent death from first-time heart or first-time stroke risk. Now, after you've had a heart attack and you want to prevent your next one, aspirin could help, okay? But it doesn't help the first one. Now, why are we taking aspirin to begin with? What's the whole purpose of aspirin in the prevention of heart attack? How could little baby aspirin protect you from a big, mean heart attack? Well, the reason why, and I've talked about how many of us get heart attacks on this show, and not because they listen to the show, but how they get heart attacks in general, of course. I get a heart attack when I see my ratings. They got to get better, though. Okay. What happens is when you have a clogged artery, let's say you start clogging your arteries and you get primed to have a heart attack. The artery doesn't always clog 60%, then 70%, 80, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, all the way to 100, and then boom, you have the heart attack. It doesn't work that way. Usually what happens is you're 60, 70% clogged and a piece of the plaquing on the arterial wall breaks off. It breaks off either when you have a blood pressure spike or when you have sleep apnea or heavy exercise. We don't know. Sex, right? We don't know exactly why it tears off. When it tears off, your body as a defense mechanism sees this floating in the middle of the bloodstream and forms a protective clot. It thinks it's protecting you. But what it doesn't realize is this clot it's forming is causing a complete occlusion of your coronary artery, and then boom. You drop dead of a heart attack, okay? Very scary stuff. So the reason why we take a baby aspirin is to prevent clot formation. All right, so if you do have the plaque, hopefully blood could still get around and get through and get to the heart where it needs to. Now, to me, they didn't give me a good enough reason why it doesn't help that much for first-time heart attack, but it helps more for second- and third-time heart attack. But another study came out saying daily aspirin could be bad for you because of risk of bleeding. Now, this was a study of more than 100,000 people by St. George's University of London. Ooh, University of London found that an aspirin a day could reduce heart attacks by 10%. But long term, there is a 30% increase in the risk of life-threatening or debilitating bleeding. All right, so they're saying there's more risk of bleeding with the aspirin. I'm translating the British for you. They say there's more risk of bleeding than the benefit of preventing the heart attack. Now, who's going to bleed with aspirin? Well, somebody that has GI bleed or ulcerations or severe gastritis. So, you know, how do you know if you're going to benefit from aspirin or not? Well, you got to sit down with your medical provider, okay? You know, I know listening to the Dr. Dahlia show is most people's once a year physical, and no, it doesn't count. It doesn't count. You actually have to, you know, go to the doctor. You're going to have to pay a copay. I'm sorry. All right. I know I get free medical advice, but it's not good enough. I mean, the medical advice is good, but, you know, it's not good enough for a physical. Sit down with your medical provider and go, do I need to take an aspirin? And if they say, look, you have high blood pressure, you have high cholesterol, you have a family history of heart disease, you're not allergic to the aspirin, yes, go on it. But for those of you that have abdominal pain that hasn't been checked out, oh, it's just some, gastritis or heartburn, I'm just going to take, you know, the plop, plop, fizz, fizz, you know, and oh, what a relief it is. I'll take that. Now, get it checked out because maybe you do have a little ulcer. Maybe you do have a bleeding ulcer. And true, internal bleeding is very hard to stop. I mean, you know, doctors go in there with an EGD, you know, but it's not like you could slap a Band-Aid on it. You can't get to it. If your stool is ever dark, get that checked out. That could be some internal bleeding from an ulcer or gastritis. So, you know, I wouldn't panic about this. I wouldn't stop your aspirin yet, but talk to your medical provider because I still think the whole purpose of aspirin is to help prevent the clot. So I don't see why it wouldn't help the first time around and only help the second. To me, that doesn't make sense. All right, but that's what happened there. Now, also in the news, everybody was panicking about pancreatic cancer and processed meats. Study came out yesterday saying just eating an extra sausage or bacon a day could increase your pancreatic risk by 19%. And if you double that, eating two pieces, it could up your risk by 38%. Now, this appears in the British Journal of Cancer. Boy, these British, they're studying stuff left and right. All right, if it's a British journal, we have to, okay, here we go. Previous research has linked consumption of red and processed meat with colorectal cancer. I'm sorry, I don't do a good British accent. Really? I'm no Pippa Middleton? No? Okay. So, Okay, what's been going on? Well, we know processed meat isn't the healthiest food. We know it's been linked to colorectal cancer. This isn't the first study linking it to pancreatic cancer. But what we don't realize is which meat we're eating is processed. Okay, just because bacon and sausage isn't salami or a hot dog doesn't mean it's not processed meat. There's preservatives and all of this stuff. I mean, unless you go and get the honest to God, you know, ground beef or steak, you know, that isn't packaged up with yellow and blue and pretty colors, you're probably getting some sort of preservatives. And if you like eating a dog a day or you like having your bacon and your sausage every morning, you are upping your risk for pancreatic cancer. Which is another reason why I yell at you all that if you do have any abdominal pain, don't just say it's heartburn. Don't just say it's a little indigestion. Get it checked out because you don't know. I don't want to panic you all saying you're walking around with it. But most people, when they have pancreatic cancer, they don't know they have pancreatic cancer until, of course, they start losing weight or they start getting jaundiced and turn yellow or they start, you know, becoming nauseated. And, you know, talk to your doctor. Tell them you eat like crap. Tell them, look, you know, I've been hearing on the news that bacon's bad for you and sausage is bad for you. All right, duh, really, you needed the news to tell you? Okay, anyway, you know, I've been eating like this. How do I check my pancreas? Then the doctor may do some blood work. He may do an ultrasound. He may even do a CAT scan. But if any of you have abdominal pain, that epigastric pain right under the chest and above the belly button, just get it checked out. Yeah, it may just be some heartburn, but we all know heartburn could cause issues. It could even cause esophageal cancer. We're all worried about the big C. But we don't have to worry as much about the big C if we nip it in the bud early. We've been talking about now life expectancy is going up. Cause of death by cancer is going down, except for pancreatic cancer, because that's getting caught too late. Same thing with melanoma. So be a little proactive and don't eat like crap. Don't eat like crap. Okay, also in the news, I know a lot of us were concerned about these parabens and antiperspirants causing breast cancer. That hit the news yesterday. Do antiperspirants cause breast cancer? Well, the big deal is parabens is in almost everything. Parabens, that's the chemical, all right, that is in, it's in sausage, it's in natural occurring blueberries, it's in our cosmetics, it's in our facial creams, it's in our shaving creams. Well, when the researchers looked at samples of women's breast tissue, they saw that 99% of them actually had parabens in the breast tissue. And, well, what does that mean? Does it mean our deodorant's causing breast cancer? No. Parabens can have some estrogen-like activity, so people may be prone to estrogen-sensitive breast cancer, may be more at risk for this kind of priming it. But honestly, these chemicals are in everything, and they're only looking at parabens. What about dihydroxymucowilliwillizigabop acid? I mean, there's tons of chemicals out there. You know, right now, parabens has been getting a lot of media attention, but there's others. And so, you know, I don't want everybody to stop wearing deodorant, you know, but again, do things in moderation, mix it up a little bit. If it's your day off and you're not going to work, you know, wear a muumuu. Maybe use a little baby wipe or something every now and then. You know, I guess just mix it up a little bit until we figure out more about what's going on. Do I think deodorant causes cancer? Absolutely not. Do I think there may be some chemicals that could incite something if you're already cancer prone? Absolutely. But I think we're surrounded by it. I think we are just surrounded by chemicals. And what are we going to do? We have, because what these chemicals do is extend shelf life. So most of the products we deal with, even shampoo, you know, it has these chemicals in there. Read, just, you know, read the chemicals on your shampoo bottles. But, you know, what are we going to do? Not shampoo anymore? Not shave? Yeah, I stopped shaving once I got married. Almost lost my husband. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please don't go away. A lot more to talk about. Principals hypnotizing kids. Why? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know the weekend edition seems like a lot of information packed in. And again, I'm on air for about an hour on Saturdays, and I'm so grateful for that time. But if it seems like I'm giving you guys a lot of information pretty quickly, you could always email me at drdahlia.com, and I could break things down, give you our sources and our resources that we go through throughout the week, because these are pretty important stories. Like this, we were just talking about the chemical found in deodorants, the parabens chemical. And for those of you kind of interested in wanting to look on your shampoo bottles or makeup, etc., you would find chemicals that end in paraben called benzyl paraben, sobutyl paraben, methyl paraben, propyl paraben. And it comes from para hydroxybenzoic acid. Now you know why a lot of people don't go to medical school. We have to deal with all these parahydroxybenzoic acids in organic chemistry. I had to take almost as much chemistry as biology. You go crazy with this stuff. The carbon atoms, the double bonds, you go crazy, absolutely crazy. Okay, but then I'm a misery seeks company. I make you all miserable listening to this. All right, speaking of these chemicals, those of you who are probably kind of enjoying your breakfast right now while listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show, or your brunch, and you're probably drinking some orange juice. Well, what happened this week in the news with orange juice? Fungicide. That's right. Fungicide could be in our orange juice. A fungus is in among us. Well, no, it's not an actual fungus. All right. Apparently, the FDA a couple days ago sent out a warning that certain orange juices could have levels of a fungicide, right? Carbendazim. But they forgot to give the Coca-Cola company credit. Right? So Coca-Cola, 2 days ago, raises their hand and goes, wait a second, it was us. It notified everybody it was us. We are the heroes. Okay, so Coca-Cola company are the heroes. What happened is Coca-Cola makes Minute Maid, and they make Simply Orange. Now, these products had been tested. I'm very happy with the Coca-Cola company, with the exception of the goof-up they did this Christmas, making Coca-Cola cans silver like Diet Coke and messing a bunch of diabetic sugars up. For the most part, Coca-Cola, good company, and they make the best water, Dasani. I'm a huge fan of Coca-Cola products, especially, honestly, that Simply Orange juice, their limeade and lemonade. I love it. I love it. Anyway, what they did is they found levels of this fungicide called carbendazim in some of their orange juice. Now, we don't use this fungicide. It could be pronounced fungicide or fungicide, and I'm going to interplay both words because I am such a media I'm expert here on pronunciation, as you all can tell. Okay, so they found parts per billion, about 35 parts per billion, but we don't really know what the maximum is in America because we don't use it. Brazil uses it, and a lot of imported orange juice from other countries may have been exposed to it, but in America, we don't use this fungicide. But although 75% of our orange juice comes from Florida, 25%, yeah, I got the math right there, 25% comes from imports, and 75% of the 25% imports comes from Brazil. Now, we also get some orange juice from Canada, but FDA cleared Canadian orange juice, say the orange juice is good. All right, so what we do know, the world, I guess, the European Union's maximum residue level of this fungicide is 200 parts per billion. So if Coca-Cola found 35 parts per billion in their orange juice, it's still low. The government is telling us, don't worry about it. It's not that, you know, it's not that much. We could relax. What does this fungicide do in this I don't know. Carbendazim? I mean, maybe it does what the parabens does. Maybe it doesn't. I mean, they all sound like these esoteric chemicals that we know nothing about. All right. But they are screening them. They are, I guess now orange juice prices skyrocketed because they think there's going to be a shortage, you know, but we haven't seen a mass recall yet. All we know is investigators and the FDA is on top of it. Now they are, you know, thanks to Coca-Cola for, educating us on this. But Pepsi shares dropped too. So I think Pepsi's a little upset because now Pepsi has to look at their orange juice. I didn't even know that Pepsi had orange juice. I don't know what company Pepsi does, but, all we know now is they're looking into it. You know, personally, I think the amount of orange juice many of us drink, I still think it's minimal, so we should be okay. All right, now what's been at a minimum and has been upsetting a lot of people is breastfeeding on Sesame Street. Did you guys see this? Okay, apparently a lot of groups want Sesame Street to bring back breastfeeding. Now, personally, I'd like them to bring back Mr. Hooper's store. You know what? I liked Bob. Remember Bob from Sesame Street? You know what they should bring back is Electric Company. We all learned how to read from Electric Company, right? Blah, ooh, blue. I loved Electric Company. That's what they need to bring back. I don't need to see breastfeeding, really. You know, but they say they need to bring back breastfeeding. Maria breastfed her baby once. A guest star in the 70s did it once, but they're only showing bottle, and it's giving kids the wrong message. Really? We need to give kids a message about breastfeeding? Really? At 2-3 years old? Look, I'm for breastfeeding. Absolutely, hands down. I think we should breastfeed our kids as long as we can. In fact, when my kids get hungry, you know, in the movie theater and I can't afford to buy popcorn and stuff, I just whip it out. I mean, you know, I think breastfeeding is, they don't let me. That, I think breastfeeding is absolutely crucial to a baby development and immune building, absolutely. But do we really need to ram it down these kids' throats? We were talking about this yesterday on the show. I don't think a 2 or 3 year old really understands the concept of mammary glands and IgA antibodies being transferred. They don't understand that. I mean, I never saw breastfeeding growing up. My mom bottle fed because she didn't make milk. I watched plenty of Sesame Street and Captain Kangaroo episodes without any reference to breastfeeding. And I grew up, I developed breasts, and I breastfed without being indoctrinated by Sesame Street. I know, surprise. Surprise. I did. I did not need Sesame Street to teach me how important breastfeeding was. I didn't. You know, and the reason why I have such a problem with this is because, you know, they want to come out with this bald chemo Barbie. Did you guys hear about that? Where Mattel is also being pressured, probably by the same groups of parents, to mass produce a bald, quote unquote, chemo Barbie. Where Barbie had chemo for some sort of cancer. We don't know what type of cancer, breast, ovarian, testicular. I don't know. I mean, again, everything's politically correct. She could have a testicle. I don't know. I don't know. They've got to keep everybody happy here. And I guess the child plays around with the wigs. Okay, now, here's the thing. When you do have a child that's undergoing cancer and has lost their hair, I agree with having every resource available to help them. Okay, and help them fit in and realize, you know, they aren't going to be singled out. And yes, I think having a doll that they could play around with wigs, I think is a great idea. But do we have to ram this down everybody else's throat? Your average 2 to 3 year old girl, even your 5 year old girl, will not understand the concept of chemotherapy and hair loss. Okay, think about what these children are imagining. Okay, you look at a doll that lost her hair. All right. If your hair falls out with cancer, is your head going to fall off? Are your eyes going to fall out? Remember, kids get scared. I didn't realize how kids do not understand the concept of cancer until I explained to my kids who were well into grade school what cancer was, because what we were dealing with our family. And even though I was extremely academic about it and I really toned it down and brought it into kids form, and I thought I used all my psychological and medical training well, they're still freaked out by it. When they hear cancer, they freak out. All right. You don't know how a child is going to react. Do we need to mass produce Mattel chemo Barbies? No, I don't think so. Having them available for kids that are in the chemotherapy wards? Absolutely. Why not? But I don't think the average kid is going to understand. I think it's going to scare them. And now they want to push Hasbro into making bald G.I. Joes. From what I understand, Hasbro hasn't even commented. Yeah, why are we making bald G.I. Joes? Let the kids play with their toys. Remember, toys are an outlet. A lot of kids see the stresses at home. Do we really need to bring those stressors to their toys? No, we don't. Now, speaking of toys, these little buckyballs, magnets, don't let your kids put them anywhere near their mouths. A lot of injuries. A 13-year-old almost died because he swallowed them and the magnets kind of mangled his bowels together. Just, you know what? Toys should be played with and they should be fun. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here we are on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And please don't forget to follow me on Twitter. All right, so a Florida principal took it upon himself to hypnotize students, teachers, and their families, about 75 of them, okay, and is now being charged with carrying out this practice without a license. And actually could possibly face jail because a couple students actually committed suicide after their private lessons. Now, we don't know why he was performing the hypnosis. He seemed to be pretty popular with it. I don't even know if he was that effective. We don't even know if really they could link these suicides to him. But I have a problem if children came to him having issues and he took it upon himself without sending them to an actual licensed therapist. If these two suicidal children came to him saying they wanted to commit suicide, and he said, well, then let me take care of it with hypnotizing, this guy's going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, if he was hypnotizing them for something else and the parents are trying to blame him, well, then, yeah, he's going to be a scapegoat and a pretty big one because we have two deaths that they are trying to lay on him. But, you know, parents, you know, if your kids are getting hypnotherapy, really, you know, from a school official, you may want to check it out. You know what your kids are doing. Know what's being done. Now, from what I understand, my patients who have been hypnotized to stop smoking, etc., they love it. They think it's cool. All right, but they're adults. I really don't like the idea of somebody trying to mess with the child's brain. You know, and like I was talking about yesterday on the show, I'm really surprised that the principal had that much interaction with students. I mean, I don't know how things are now with school, but when I was in school, every time I got in trouble, and I got in trouble a lot, it was the vice principal. I mean, I knew the vice principal really well. I had, you know, the office memorized. I mean, I knew his first name, last name, like birthday, you know, because I was in there so much. The vice principal, you knew. I never saw the principal. I didn't even know the principal's name. You never had access to the principal. So it's kind of odd that he not only would have all this access to the students, plus be able to perform hypnotherapy, and you're not even licensed to do it. Yeah, I guess there's hypnotherapy licenses. I guess they are. So like I said, you know, parents, just be active. All right, now, this woman, to me, is mom of the year. All right, did you guys hear about this lady, Dinesha Lax, from Fort Wayne, Indiana? She got so fed up with her son that it's in the news today, and you've probably seen it. Her 14-year-old son is walking around with a sign that says, I lie, I steal, I sell drugs, I don't follow the law. Now, people are completely mad at this woman. They're saying, how could she do this to her 14-year-old son? But apparently, this mom is so fed up with her kid's behavior. I mean, 14 years old trying to sell drugs, that she is doing a public humiliation, making him walk around with the sign. And you want to know what? Good for her. She says she only has control over him the next couple years, and she doesn't want to lose him to drugs and these bad people. So she's making him walk around with the sign of the poor kid. I mean, you see the kid. I mean, you know what? I think this punishment would work. Okay, I mean, remember, the olden days, you got a belt. You got a switch. I mean, you got beaten up pretty good. Okay, she's not beating him. But she's drawing attention to this kid, and this kid needs to reform. So she's going to be taking a lot of heat. But, you know, they interviewed her, and I was like, you go, girl. I mean, you know, she means business. You got a 14-year-old at a very dangerous crossroads, and if he's already broken the law at age 14, somebody has to intervene, and it's got to be mama, and it's got to be dad. And I tell you, she's intervening. So you're going to see this, and you may have your own opinions, thinking she's being too rough on the kid. But you know what? If this stops the kid from going down the wrong path, good. Good. I mean, I've already told my kids, you know, if they start to act up, I'm going to take them to juvie hall, let them see where they're going to end up. And they better make the right decision, because they could either live there at juvie hall, or they could live with mama. Which is worse? Oh, wait, can I think about it for a second? Which is worse, living at juvie hall? So, yeah, so, I mean, I already have a plan if I think my kids are starting to act up and go down that path. No way. No way. Not, you know. So anyway, as far as I'm concerned, good for this mama. Okay. So now, what's going on with internet addiction and people's brains? Okay. Are brains really changing? Well, I don't know. There was a study where they looked at internet users and they looked at the MRIs of the brains, and they found, well, one report said the gray matter looked different. Another report said the white matter looked different, but they looked at brains. All right. And then they compared them to the peers, and they found actually that the white matter fibers of the brain, which connects, you know, regions, you know, of processing and attention or whatever, looked a little different. Yeah? And they also found that the same centers that are lit up with addiction of cocaine or alcohol, etc., are also lit up with internet addiction. Now, they say only 5 to 10% of internet users are actually addicted. I think that number is completely underestimated. I think more people are addicted than we know because this is where we get all our communication. If you want to know what's going on with your family and your life, nobody's calling each other anymore. Nobody talks to you anymore. Nobody mails you pictures. It's all on the internet. Go on the internet and see the pictures. Go read my tweets if you want to know what's going on with me. So now, because our communication is all through computer, yeah, we are getting addicted to it. You know, imagine 30 years ago if we didn't have a phone. What would we have done if we didn't have a phone? We'd be running around outside screaming in the streets trying to get a hold of our friend. You know, there would be a panic. So I think a lot of us are already becoming addicted. And I don't want to use the word addicted, but I think highly dependent is the word for it. But can a computer, can an internet really change white matter of the brain? I don't know. I think maybe, you know, certain people have certain looks to their brain, and maybe this is what they're noticing. It was a small study, but as we get more, we'll tell you. My recommendation, though, is, of course, moderation. The less, the better. You know, if, you know, surf your Facebook, check your updates, read the Dr. Dahlia tweets, do what you need to, and then give your eyes a rest, give your brain a rest. Why not? Okay? Now, for those of you that like nuts, we're going to now switch to nutrition news on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It looks like walnuts are still the healthiest nuts out there, over Brazil nuts, over cashews, over hazelnuts. But they say walnuts, which I think are some of the worst tasting nuts, I really don't like eating walnuts, are loaded with antioxidants. My favorite nut is the peanut, smashed into peanut butter and stuck into a Reese's cup, but they don't count. They say walnuts rank above Brazil nuts, pistachios, pecans, peanuts, almonds, macadamias, cashews, and hazelnuts. They have polyphenols and antioxidants that help protect against cancer. They say also there's vitamin E. There's 15 times more vitamin E in your walnut than in any other nut. Cashew nuts have double the level of vitamin E. And vitamin E, again, a good antioxidant. Now, selenium is found in Brazil nuts. And Brazil nuts are the highest in selenium. And selenium protects cells. It also reduces certain cancers like bladder and prostate. So you got to go nuts about your nuts. You got to get your nuts in. Also in the news, we talked about tomatoes. Tomatoes have lycopene, and lycopene can protect you against skin cancer. So the more tomatoes you eat, the more it prevents free radical damage and DNA damage. So you see, pretty cool stuff, pretty cool stuff. All right, finally, this woman loses her dog. The dog dies. She decides to find a company, right, I believe, in South Korea who will take the DNA of her dead dog and make her a new one. So New Yorker Danielle Tarantola almost paid $100,000 but got it down to $50,000 to clone her dead dog, and now she has the new dog named Double Trouble running around. She's all happy that now she has her cloned dead dog. Now, I just found out that my newest adoptee cat did, you know, pee-pee on my robe, my new robe that I got this holiday. And so as far as I'm concerned, when that cat is, you know, when it's her time to go to heaven, it's going to be like, see ya. C'est la vie. See ya. No, I'm not going to be cloning any of my cats. I'm not going to be cloning any of my dogs. They do too much poo-poo house. They rub their kitty litter butt all over my pillow when they're mad. They do pee-pee all over my robes. Get out. I mean, if you're going to go to heaven, see ya. No cloning on my end. All right, guys, great show. You have a great rest of the weekend. Stay healthy. Remember, I'm filling in for Heidi Harris Monday morning, 7 to 9 on KDON. Be safe. Dr. Dahlia's out of here.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.